Chapter 44. For the first time in many years, she felt like she could breathe. And though her eyes were closed and she was aware of her semi-consciousness, Kayla could swear she was flying. Vic had been reduced to a tiny black bruise in the vast aqua-watered ocean over which she soared. His transgressions had been packed and bundled, left at the curbside to be hauled away with the trash or washed down the sewer by the next rain. What remained of him was the excitement of that first kiss. It had been innocent enough to begin with, part of comforting each other over Jess's injury. The innocence hadn't lasted very long, but that was all behind her now. She laughed silently to herself over her silly attempt to reignite the flame with Jess that she herself had blown out so long ago. God, she thought, was this happiness? The sun felt like the warm brush of silk across her cheeks, and the breeze made her skin electric. It smelled of the sea. In it, she detected the delicate tang of salt. She breathed in other scents, too. Crushed rose petals, sage grass, fire-roasted chilies. Scents of home. Scents that didn't belong to the sea, but that somehow made perfect sense. Beneath her shadow, a pod of dolphins rocketed through the waves, green as old bank glass, some of them hurling themselves out of the water in graceful, desperate leaps to fly like the woman soaring above them. Then a gnawing discomfort imposed itself. Her soaring was suddenly not so effortless. Her shadow on the water disassembling. The dolphins getting closer and closer to her with each leap. They did not seem so peaceful or playful, these dolphins. She became aware of their teeth, of them baring their teeth. She wanted it to stop now. The sun was no longer silk on her skin, but a rasp, and she was overheating. Perspiration poured out of her, so that she thought she might drown in it. She wanted to wake up. She willed herself to wake up, to open her eyes as the dolphins nipped at her. She longed for a drink, for something cool against her skin. Tears. Now there were tears racing down her cheeks from the corners of eyes that stubbornly refused to open. She pleaded for her eyes to open, begged them, and then a flutter. The coolness she longed for overwhelmed her. She was cold, ice cold, shivering. She was naked. She didn't have to see to know it. She felt it. Felt the stainless steel against the wet skin of her back. Her eyes were open now, unfocused, but open. Her instinct was to run. Wherever she was, she knew she had to get out of there. But she could not move, not her arms or legs, not even her fingers. She could not turn her head from side to side. A nauseating wave of panic rolled through her. She was paralyzed. Wait, that didn't make sense. If she was paralyzed, she wouldn't be able to feel things against her skin, right? Maybe not. What did she know about being paralyzed? Then she felt something. A leather cuff being slipped around her right ankle and pulled tight. Then her left ankle. A shadowy figure passed just at the edge of her view. Her right arm was yanked above her head. A leather cuff slipped over her wrist. Then her left arm. She was so consumed by fear now that she thought she might explode. Then the shadowy figure came back into view. She tried desperately to make her eyes focus. The shadow took on more of a human shape, but it was no good. "You're sweating," a voice said, as if from another room. It was a man's voice, nasal and slightly high-pitched. The voice had a vague familiarity to it, but she was sure she didn't know who it belonged to. She felt terry cloth on her abdomen, a towel. The shadow was moving around her, the towel wiping away her perspiration.
"It's the drugs," he said. "They do that to you. An unfortunate side effect of my little proprietary concoction."
She tried to talk, but her vocal cords were as useless as her arms and legs. She could only manage weak, choked noises, barely louder than a whisper.
"Relax," the shadow said, stroking her hair. "The drugs will wear off in a little while. When they do, we'll hydrate you. Then I will answer your questions. I'm sure you're full of questions. Be back in a jiff.
As he spoke, Kayla searched her mind. Who is he? Who is he? And then it came back to her. She'd been walking down a lovely cobbled street in Boston, admiring how the townhouses were so neatly shouldered together. A mousy little man in a drab blue polyester suit was walking toward her when he tripped and fell. He had asked her to help him up. When she did, he thanked her. She'd felt a prick in the skin of her neck. That was the last thing she remembered before the dolphins. The shadow came back into view. She felt his breath on her neck.
Don't worry, he said. Nothing will happen to you until your husband gets here. For now, we wait.